Here are today's big questions. What's to blame for Wisconsin's job losses? Who is the strongest Democratic contender for governor? Is President Obama politicizing Bin Laden's death? And who should be the GOP presidential running mate? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, May the 2nd. This is a special one-day Wednesday edition of The Big Question. So instead of focusing on just one issue that's in the news, we are going to have four big questions, and we will hear from our two guests from different viewpoints on all of those questions, and we hope to hear from you, too, in just a few minutes. First, though, Rob Ferret joins me as we are asking for your support during this one-day Wednesday pledge drive.
This membership drive is only 1 day long. That means more talk, less fundraising. But it only works when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know what? We have a goal of 3,000 pledges by 7 o'clock tonight. You thought I was going to say by the end of this hour, didn't
wow.
you, Rob? No, 3,000 pledges by 7 o'clock tonight. In this hour, we do have a goal of 110 contributions. That's the number that the math says we need to reach this hour in order to make a one-day Wednesday a success. So your pledge right now will help us make one-day Wednesday a success. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You name it, you've heard about it here on the Ideas Network. Politics, like this hour, current events, finances, great books, coffee and tea, like the last hour. It's a valuable service, a service worth supporting. Make your contribution of $50 or $100 or whatever amount you choose to support the IdeasNet programs you enjoy. This is your chance to make the programs possible at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving takes just 2 minutes of your time. We'll ask for your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay. Consider using your credit card. It will save time, postage, and paper, and it will put money to work right away. No matter how you choose to give or how much you choose to give, please take those 2 minutes right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Well, it's an ugly show. It's down, it's low, it's mean, it's dirty, but somebody's got to do it, folks. It's our most unpopular show of the year. It's the show that draws no fan mail and wins no Peabody Awards, no DuPonts, no Wally Awards. The show where we wheedle, we beg, we whine, we badger, we cajole, we don't care who knows it. The show that to many of you out there is as popular as a root canal procedure.
All right. Are we all ready, Mr. Kehoe? Is that tooth numb yet there?
It's good,
good. Now tell me if it hurts there. Okay, tell me which level you'd like to pledge at, Mr. Kehoe. That's right. How about the $50 level there?
No.
No? Not 50? All right. How about 100? Okay, you want to give 100? That's wonderful. That's great. Would you like the tote bag or the coffee cup, Mr. Kehoe?
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret. And Rob, I would suggest the coffee cup.
That's right, because we don't have a tote bag.
Yes, that's right.
You give to WPR to support the programs. We do have an added incentive. It is a mug. That's right. Our first ever artist mug. When you donate $150 or more, it was designed for us by the Hamilton Wood Type and Printing Museum in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. Lots of cool, some wacky wood type in the design, including, of course, the type for WPR. Make your pledge of $150 or more and ask for your very own artist mug from Wisconsin Public Radio. And you can get that with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552.
In just a moment, we will be talking with two great guests. I know they are among your favorite guests on Wisconsin Public Radio, Matt Rothschild, publisher of the Progressive Magazine, and Owen Robinson, who is a columnist at the West Bend Daily News, will join us for today's One Day Wednesday Big Question segment. So discussions like this are possible because of your financial support. Please give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hundreds of thousands of people listen to WPR every week. You listen, so we're asking you to contribute to this group effort of raising money in support of the programs.
You asked for more programming with less on-air fundraising, and we're making it happen. Our One Day Wednesday pledge drive is, as the name says, just one day long. Support the Wisconsin Public Radio programs you love and the audacity of a one-day drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have a steep goal of 110 pledges this hour. Already gotten the first few. Thank you. Hey, here's a good reason to pledge from Todd and Sue from Green Bay. They pledged, why? Quote, Joy Cardine rocks.
I love
end
you,
quote.
Todd and Sue.
Do you think Joy Cardine rocks? Do you think Wisconsin Public Radio as a whole, on average, rocks?
I do.
Then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you very much, Rob. Well, here are two guests who rock. Matt Rothschild, publisher of the Progressive Magazine. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Joy. Thanks.
And thank you for your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. You are so kind. Whenever you come in during a pledge drive, you have a check ready, and that is above and beyond. See, we don't pay our guests. They pay us.
It's a good deal if you can get away with it.
That is great.
Have more guests. That'll solve your problem.
And I know Owen Robinson has his check in the mail. Owen Robinson is a columnist at the West Bend Daily News and a blogger at bootsandsabers.com. Good morning, Owen. Owen, are you there? Oh, good.
Hey, Owen.
I hear that you have some phone problems because of storms in the area. Are you okay?
Well, we had a wonderful little Wisconsin spring thunderstorm roll through last night and knock out the power a little bit, but we're managing.
Oh, you're doing this by candlelight.
Not quite, but it feels like it.
Well, I'm glad that you both can be here for our big question segment. As I mentioned, we'll have several questions to pose to both of you. We'd love to hear your take on them, and hopefully listeners will also get in on this. Our number on air, if you'd like to join us, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We have a number of issues we want to get to, but let me start with what is to blame for Wisconsin's job losses. Wisconsin at the bottom of the list in the entire country for jobs lost from March of last year to March of this year. Governor Walker was blaming the protests and the climate of recall politics for the job losses. His critics, including one of his potential contenders, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, says it's his policies, and says, hey, Governor, look who started the protests with the way you were governing. So, Matt Rothschild, who's to blame or what's to blame for Wisconsin's job losses?
Well, I think it falls squarely on Governor Walker's shoulders. First of all, one of the first things he did when he came in was say he didn't want $800 million in high-speed rail, which would have helped our job situation right away. And he's been slashing everything left and right, which is cutting people's ability to spend. And I was worried always about this kind of austerity package he was forcing on people. You know, it's been a war on public sector workers here in Wisconsin. And when you cut people's wages 10, 12, 15% in their take-home pay, they've got less to spend. And so demand is down and businesses can't make as much money. And so I think that's a huge part of it. And it is ironic that he complains about the climate of the recall when, you know, it is was his divisiveness, his dropping a bomb, as he put it, that created the chaos in Wisconsin. And businesses don't like to invest when there's chaos.
Owen, what's your take?
Well, I think I don't buy completely into Walker's that it's the uncertainty. I think that's a factor, but a minor factor. I think that, well, I won't say minor. I will say a minority factor of what's going on. I think there's a few items. You have some major economic trends that we continue to suffer with. The same reasons that Wisconsin didn't suffer as greatly as some other states during the recession is the same reason it doesn't recover as quickly as some of the others. Our heavy reliance on manufacturing in some other areas. I do think it's interesting as we take this storyline, the numbers you focus on, not you personally, Joy, but that we all focus on, because it is telling on what, you know, the economies are complex things, and what numbers you focus on matters. So the fact that Wisconsin has lost jobs in last year is extremely troubling, and I think we all want to see that improve, and we all want to see more jobs available. At the same time, it's worth noting that over the same period, Wisconsin employs 18,000 more in Wisconsinites are employed. That's why the employment rate's going down, even though there are job losses. More Wisconsinites are employed, and so we're at this 6.8% unemployment rate, which still isn't down to where, what we would consider full employment. So there's still people out there looking for jobs who need jobs, but that's where we are. But I think what concerns me most about all this is, while the Democrats want to complain about Walker's policies and whatnot, they've also been out there actively campaigning against measures that would have brought jobs, like the mining bill. That was a $1 billion investment a private company wanted to make in Wisconsin to employ union labor at family-supporting wages, and every single Democrat in the legislature voted against it. I think they take some responsibility for keeping jobs out of Wisconsin.
A very quick response, Matt.
Well, I think the mining bill would have hurt jobs in Wisconsin, especially tourism jobs, as it destroyed the watershed up north, and a lot of people who go up there for fishing and to enjoy the outdoors there would not have gone up there as much if it was polluted. So I think that's a serious problem. Plus, you have the interests of the native tribes in Wisconsin that the Walker administration, the Republicans, and the legislature completely ignored, and you can't be trampling those rights either.
And, Owen, do you take some say that the cuts in benefits that public employees took decreased demand, and that ended up resulting in job losses?
It decreases some of their spending power, true, but bear in mind where that money comes from. When you're talking about public employees, 100% of their salaries and benefits come from taxpayers. So the money that wasn't spent on them was kept in taxpayers' pockets for them to spend. So it's not a complete picture there.
Let's hold it there, because we will continue our big question debates as we continue this hour. We'll talk in our next segment. Let's talk about which of the Democratic contenders who want to replace Governor Walker is the strongest, and the amount of money that Governor Walker reported he raised since January in our next segment. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, reminding you that this is One Day Wednesday, our one-day pledge drive, where we are trying to raise a week's worth of pledges in just one day. You can donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 110 pledges this hour, and guess what? We are off to a great start. 14 pledges already.
Super.
In this 7 o'clock hour. Thank you if you've helped us get to that great start. If you haven't, how about you? It's your turn. That's the big question. Are you going to make One Day Wednesday a success on Wisconsin Public Radio? You can with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Raising all the money we need in just one day doesn't mean we need less money. It just means we have to meet the goals faster. Everyone wins when we do. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The Ideas Network connects you with experts, with people with stories to tell, with authors, with people with informed and interesting opinions. How many times can you just pick up the phone and talk to the editor of a magazine, a politician, the author of a book? The Ideas Network brings these experts right to you. To help make it possible, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just 2 minutes of your time. Give us your name, contact information, and how much you'd like to give, and how you would like to pay. Whether you call or pledge online, we'll keep your personal information safe. We don't share it with any other organizations.
Your gift supports the stories and programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, it's me, Michael Feldman. What can you accomplish in just one day? Clean out the attic, spread some mulch, perhaps paint the porch? Well, here at WPR, we're shooting much higher than that. Today is One Day Wednesday, and we're aiming to raise all the money we'd normally try to raise in a full week. Don't laugh, it's possible, but only with your help right now. So while today it's Pledge Drive, tomorrow you'll hear all your favorite programs in their entirety. So make your pledge now Here's someone to tell you how.
Well, you can go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and we are here to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe your gift is $50 or $100 or $500. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You have a habit of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, now make a habit of donating. Pledge your support today and renew that support each and every year.
It's a good habit, a habit you can be proud of. Get started today with your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There is no tomorrow in a one-day pledge drive. Do the math at home. You'll find I'm correct on that. Make it happen right now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because we inform, entertain, we encourage discussion, we try to create a sense of community. You make Wisconsin a better place by listening and by being a more informed citizen.
You're a listener. Now we're asking you to become a member. Your donation of any amount makes you a member, and it makes Wisconsin a better place by making great radio available to everyone. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you so much. If you have pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio, we couldn't do it without you. Thanks to Katie from Whitewater, who says that she listens to this show every morning. Thank you, Katie, and she enjoys the Saturday morning programming as well. Thank you, she says, for keeping me informed and entertained. Well, there we go. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you so much, Katie. Now it's your turn to pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and this pledge drive is your first chance to get the first ever artist mug from Wisconsin Public Radio, designed by the folks at the Hamilton Woodtype and Printing Museum up in Two Rivers. Make your pledge of $150 or more and ask for your very own WPR mug, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you very much, Rob. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is our big question segment. Actually, we are doing more than one question during this hour, as it is a one-day Wednesday edition of our big question. We are talking with two guests who have different political viewpoints about a number of issues in the news. Matt Rothschild is with us. He is publisher of the Progressive magazine, and Owen Robinson is a columnist at the West Bend Daily News and a blogger at bootsandsabers.com. Well, Governor Walker reports that he raised $13 million since January, and he has received, I think, two-thirds of that, if I'm not mistaken, from out-of-state donations. This is this means he has raised more than $25 million since January of last year. That's way more than any of the other potential Democratic challengers have raised. So, Owen Robinson, what does this tell you?
I think it shows an impressive amount of support for Governor Walker, but I also think it doesn't matter a whole lot in the overall campaign spending fundraising aspect. With the advent of third-party money and all the various groups that can spend money on campaigns, the money the actual candidate raises and spends is only a small picture of any given election, particularly an election like the recall election, which has taken such a national prominence.
Mm-hmm. Matt?
Well, he's the darling of every far-right capitalist in the country, and that's why he's been trotting around the country rather than staying in Wisconsin and doing his job over the last 6 to 8 months. I mean, 64% of all his contributions came from out of state. You know, every anti-union roofer in Missouri seems to be giving him $10,000 or $25,000 or $250,000, as three of them did. I was looking at the stats and who was giving, and it's just astonishing the amount of money he's dredging out of places outside of Wisconsin. And I do think it matters. $13 million is a huge amount. I mean, the whole total that may be spent in the election, you know, it's going to be about $60 to $80 million, and $13 million is a nice chunk of that. So I do think it matters. I think his ability to spend since Thanksgiving all the way to today has helped him stabilize. He seemed to be dropping, and now he, according to the polls I saw a couple of weeks ago, he seems to have an approval rating, astonishing to me, of 50 or 51%, and I think that was helped by all that money. The thing that gives me some hope is that the window is so small now. I mean, after the primary next Tuesday, there's only a 4-week sprint. and or 5-week sprint. And if you know, no matter how much money you spend, you can take every advertisement in the world, and people are going to get sick of it if they just get hammered over the head of it.
Can any of the Democratic challengers, Matt, contend with that kind of money from Governor Walker? Can any of them beat him?
Well, if it's about who can raise the most money, the answer is no. But if it's about who gets the most votes on June the 5th, I think the answer is yes. And once this primary is over, I think the Democratic forces will unify, and it'll be a big question as to whether big money wins or the kind of grassroots support that got a million signatures and 30,000 people passing around petitions. I mean, those are historic numbers, and so this is going to be a huge face-off.
Let me take a call from Jason in Milwaukee. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Jason, go ahead. What do you have to say?
Oh, I was commenting on who I thought would be a better supporter or a better candidate for the Democratic nomination.
Right.
And I thought it would be Tom Barrett.
And why?
Well, I think he's a moderate. I think he's someone who's worked hard in the city of Milwaukee and someone I've supported for the last couple of years and someone who I didn't support at first. I thought, you know, who is this guy wanting to be governor, wanting to run the city of Milwaukee after being in Washington for so long? And boy, was I wrong. I'll tell you, he's someone who can cross the aisle, and I think he's the guy to win. Plus, I mean, I just think with the big money that's going on and with regard to Walker, that he can beat it. He has name recognition. He should win.
Thank you very much, Jason. Well, now I'm going to ask you, Owen Robinson, who do you think is the strongest Democratic candidate to take on Governor Walker?
Well, Barrett does have high name recognition across the state because he's run for governor twice and lost. But I agree with the caller. I do think Tom Barrett is the strongest candidate of the pool. I think that's a bit of a telling thing because it's a very weak pool of candidates. And if you look at Barrett and his record in Milwaukee, it's been pretty abysmal. Just the news last week where Milwaukee property values have dropped 9% in a single year, the greatest drop in history. Actually, I don't think that's history. I think it's last 30 years or so. But, you know, unemployment still plagues, particularly black unemployment. When you look at these things in the city of Milwaukee and the issues with MPS and all the things that have happened, they were there before Barrett got there, and we have to acknowledge that. But the fact is he's been in that office for nearly a decade now, and we've seen absolutely no leadership from him in those areas. And as a resident of Southeast Wisconsin, you know, we need a strong, vibrant Milwaukee and a vibrant Milwaukee economy. It's the engine of our economy in this area and for much of the state. And the fact that the mayor's office has been so lackluster has been very, very disappointing. But, again, I do agree with the caller. He's probably the strongest candidate.
Matt?
Well, I actually think the field is pretty strong, and I think each of the candidates has a lot of strength. You know, Kathleen Falk is incredibly hardworking and very progressive and very smart. And Doug LaFollette is quirky and very progressive. And Kathleen Vinehout's been a real comer this time around and has fresh new energy for the race. And then you have Barrett, who I think has the momentum right now. I think Kathleen Falk was surging, and then when Barrett got in, he started to get some oomph, especially from mayors around the state who are supporting him. And then a lot of people who otherwise might have sided with Kathleen Falk have either been silent or sidled up to Barrett. So I think he's got a little bit of a wind in his sails here, and the poll numbers seem to reflect that. You know, I wish he hadn't run for mayor of Milwaukee the second time and just had thrown his hat in here. And I wish he would stop saying how much he loves being mayor of Milwaukee, because if people are going to vote for him to be governor, he's got to really want to be governor. And sometimes he just needs a cup of coffee, it seems, because he's just so under caffeinated. And I don't think it does a great job if he has Rahm Emanuel fronting for him, because the progressive base that came out a million strong certainly is not a big fan of Rahm Emanuel. So I worry about an establishment-style campaign that might be coming out of the Barrett headquarters. Instead, it needs to be a populist campaign if he's got a chance.
Matt Rothschild is publisher of the Progressive Magazine, and Owen Robinson is a columnist at the West Bend Daily News. We will ask them next about whether or not President Obama is politicizing the death of Osama bin Laden. That's coming up in our next segment during this one-day Wednesday, Big Questions. And now I am joined by Rob Ferret because this is One Day Wednesday, and we need your support because we are doing an entire pledge drive in just one day. Your pledge is important now because listener contributions make up nearly 40% of our budget.
Help make One Day Wednesday a success. Help us raise the money we need in just one day. $50, $100, every gift now, no matter the amount, makes a difference at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 87 pledges in the next half an hour to meet this hour's goal. These hourly goals are really important to make so we can end One Day Wednesday successfully.
A gift of a dollar or two a week is all it takes. Your gift now will help pay for your Wisconsin Public Radio listening for the year. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Whether it's a 3-minute news update or an hour-long talk show, you hear about the topics that affect your life, and you hear about them on Wisconsin Public Radio. Listeners like you help pay for the quality of the programs you hear every day. So give now any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving couldn't be easier. We just need your name, contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it. You can save some time and money by using a credit card if you can, or better yet, start some automatic sustaining donations from your bank account. The great thing is you choose how to give and how much to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I do feel that it's important to give what you can to public radio.
It's really important to support this kind of programming. It's not available elsewhere.
It's a station that sometimes challenges my assumptions.
I have found new friends that keep me really informed.
It's a station that doesn't always agree with me, which is what people seem to like to listen.
And I just feel like it's stealing to listen and not contribute.
I choose to become a member. You should choose to become a member too.
And you can become a member by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make your pledge of support. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and we need your support for the Wisconsin Public Radio programs that you count on. And thanks in advance for your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Help keep Wisconsin Public Radio pledge drives short. Join the listeners who have already pledged in support of WPR and One Day Wednesday. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This exciting one-day fund drive works when everyone does their part.
Today is the first and the last day of our One Day Wednesday pledge drive. Like you, we are excited to get this done in just one day so we can get back to doing what we do best, having hour-long discussions day in and day out. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you appreciate WPR for the good it brings to the community. For you, having WPR available is personally important, and it's also important to you that everyone in the state has access to in-depth news, thoughtful discussions, and great music and entertainment.
Maybe you appreciate Wisconsin Public Radio because you gain something from Wisconsin Public Radio. So become a member with a contribution of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Looking for 86 more pledges this hour, we have heard from Gloria from Madison, who says, "I believe in public support of WPR. It's the only radio source I ever listen to, and I learn a lot. Sometimes in just a few minutes. It's always a conversation starter, and it often sends me to learning even more about the subject. Keep up the good work." Thank you for that pledge, Gloria. How about you? Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much, Rob. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is our big question debate. We are talking about a number of issues in the news with Matt Rothschild, the publisher of the Progressive magazine, and Owen Robinson, who is a blogger at bootsandsabers.com and a columnist at the West Bend Daily News. We are going to ask you this question, too. Do you think that President Obama is politicizing the death of Osama bin Laden? If you'd like to join us on air, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk at WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, Mitt Romney came out yesterday upset that there was an ad from the Obama campaign pointing to his success in in finding and killing Osama bin Laden, and hinting that Mitt Romney would not have made the same decision. Owen Robinson, your thoughts on whether or not the president is politicizing this?
Well, I think first off, we need to give President Obama a lot of credit that Osama bin Laden is dead, and that was great, and it happened in his administration, and he deserves credit for it. That being said, he is politicizing it, and I think here's a couple of things that indicate it. One is the fact that he's out there championing it right now. It makes sense, being the anniversary, that he would mention it, that it would happen, but here's where the use of language and the use of pronouns in particular is important, where when you see a statement that I said that I'd go after bin Laden if we had a clear shot of him, and I did, there's no recognition that there was an entire apparatus of intelligence that found him. There was SEAL Team 6, which he outed, and who actually conducted the raid. There's the entire chain of military command. There's thousands and thousands of people and millions of hours that went into killing this one man, and Obama's taking credit. I also think it's telling that it seems that Obama is... It's odd for me, and I'd be interested in Matt's perspective, that we have a progressive Democrat running around using a justification for his reelection that he killed a man. It's a bit jarring in the political landscape.
Is that jarring to you, Matt?
Well, I will rise to that.
Baton, yes, it is jarring. I think the whole question as to whether he is politicizing this is kind of it answers itself by asking it, because it's so obvious. And after all, what would George W. Bush have done if he had gotten bin Laden? Because he said mission accomplished, even when he didn't get him. So that's, I think any president would be doing the same thing that Obama did, and he made the call. But the problem I have, and Owen was leading me right up to it, and I thank you for that, Owen, is that, and I mean it, I'm not being sarcastic, is that President Obama has come out in defense, not just of killing someone, but of summary execution. And that was the problem that I had with this. I don't mourn the death of Osama bin Laden. Whenever a mass murderer dies, that puts a smile on my face, actually, and maybe that reflects badly on me, but I'm sorry. I mean, he's a mass murderer, and in some sense, he deserved to die, but that doesn't mean that justice was done. And that's what the phrase that President Obama uses, a similar phrase that President Bush used to use when he got Saddam Hussein. I don't think that's what justice means, certainly not the American system of justice. And then when you have someone point blank who's unarmed and you kill the person, that's a summary execution that's against international law. There's no reason that person, even if it's bin Laden, shouldn't have been captured. And then you have President Obama says, anyone who thinks that we shouldn't have killed Osama bin Laden should have their head examined. Well, maybe he wants to examine my head, but I'm open for the inspection.
Let me take a call. Tim in Eau Claire is with us. Hello, Tim. Tim, are you there? Well, Tim, I'm sorry, I would have put you on. Let's go to Brian in Minocqua. Hello, Brian.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's a big event. I served in Iraq. I lost my son over there, and that sort of thing. It certainly is a big event. As far as the president politicizing it, I don't think there's any disagreement there. I guess the area where I get a little bit upset is the notion that he's taking all the credit for it, that when there's obviously, if somebody wants to find videos of this stuff, I mean, I don't know if you saw The Daily Show last night, but the opening segment that Jon Stewart did was just totally spot on. There were portions of Bush advertisements from 2004 having him do the same thing in regards to getting Saddam Hussein. I mean, this whole thing people have about how Obama's arrogant and stuff. What was a carrier landing on the Lincoln that Bush did in 2003? I mean, come on, people.
Yeah.
Let's get real here.
Thank you, Brian. And boy, very sorry for your loss. Again, because of One Day Wednesday, we need to get to another segment where we ask for support, but I wanted, Matt, your thoughts on the president's secret visit to and surprise visit to Afghanistan yesterday to announce the U.S. Plans to withdraw.
Well, Are we withdrawing? I mean, we're going to be there for a couple more years with more U.S. forces certainly there now than when George W. Bush left the Oval Office. There are more prisoners that the United States has been holding at Bagram Air Base there by a factor of three, I think. And we're going to be there for a long time. We're going to be there for another 10 years after we start taking the last troops out and giving support to a government that's totally corrupt and unsupported by its people. And there was an interesting passage deep in the New York Times story on this today that said we need to be there essentially for geopolitical reasons. And I just wish that the White House and the Defense Department and the State Department would level with the American people and really explain what that is. Why exactly are we going to be there for another 12 years? Why are we propping up this puppet government? The American people have long since tired of this war. About two out of every three Americans want us to get out. And I believe they want us to get out sooner than Obama's bringing us out.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Owen? What do you think?
I agree with a lot of what Matt just said there, but the whole thing showing up in Afghanistan on May 1st and all that stuff and giving a speech struck me as political theater and not so much a cogent, well-thought-out foreign policy.
Well, let's hold it there. We'll talk more about presidential politics coming up in our next segment as our One Day Wednesday big question debate continues with Owen Robinson and Matt Rothschild. We'll talk about the potential vice presidential picks coming up in our next segment. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and this is One Day Wednesday when we ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. You can make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You told us you wanted more programming with less on-air fundraising. Well, here it is. We're trying to meet our entire pledge drive goal in just one day. We can keep doing it this way if it works. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
78 pledges to go in the next 17 minutes. That's doable. We can take a lot of calls. So do make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listening to Wisconsin Public Radio is like a tuition-free, lifelong education. All you need is a radio or a computer to listen on. But we need your support to make it happen. Contribute now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio is easy. I know. I've done it. All it takes is a gift of a dollar or two a week and a few minutes of your time.
That dollar or two a week adds up to about $50 or $100 for the year. And all year long, you'll enjoy this program and all of the Wisconsin Public Radio programs you count on. Make your contribution at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552, and give as generously as you can.
This is Nina Totenberg from NPR News. What would Wisconsin Public Radio be like without pledge drives? Well, it wouldn't be at all. Pledge drives are essential to raising the money that pays for everything you enjoy on WPR. But there's no rule that says pledge drives have to last a week. So again this spring, WPR is going to make fundraising a little more listener-friendly by getting it all done in one day. It's One Day Wednesday. Please, give now. Get it over with. Go to your phone. Go to your computer. Get on your BlackBerry, your iPhone, your iPad, whatever. And then go about your day with a satisfied smile on your face. And thank you.
You can make that donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio.
Your employer might match your donation, by the way. You could double the value of your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio. If you don't know whether your employer matches your gift, pledge now and ask your human resources department the next time you get a chance. Pledge your support to this program and to WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, there's a lot to celebrate today. Wisconsin Public Radio has great programming. We have great listeners. We are doing our fourth annual one-day May pledge drive. So join in the celebration. Support the programs that you value. Make this tradition of One Day Wednesday a success. And you do that by pledging at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 202-2552.
You connect with Wisconsin Public Radio for information, engaging content, entertainment, debate. Your gift supports that connection for you and others across the state. Leadership gifts of $1,200 and more are increasingly important to our continued success. If you'd like to make a leadership gift, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift of any amount is greatly appreciated.
You know, you could consider making your pledge in the form of an ongoing monthly gift. Lots of folks do that now. You can set up on your credit card, or better yet, right from your bank account. When you make an ongoing gift, you don't have to remember to renew your support every year.
You'll be a sustaining member, and your support will be consistent as your WPR listening month after month and year after year. Become a sustainer now by making an ongoing gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, we still need 78 pledges in the next 13 minutes or so. This is just a one-day drive. It works when you take part. So help out now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, look at this. Tad from Ontario says, "My wife says I should have a master's degree in WPR. I learned so much between the news programs and the information I get from programs like Garden Talk. Thank you very much, Tad. Do you have a master's in WPR or maybe even a PhD? How many hours of listening have you done over the years and how much stuff have you learned? Put a price tag on that if you can and make a pledge in that amount to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I'd also like to thank Charles from Sturgeon Bay, who says that he is making his donation this morning because the fact is he listens all the time. Lauren from Madison also pledged. She says, or he says, that I've been meaning to give to Wisconsin Public Radio for a while now. I guess it just took a few pledge drives.
How about you? Is that your story? You've listened a long time and haven't pledged? Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You can, with your pledge of $150 or more, pick up the brand new artist mug from the Hamilton Woodtype Museum in Two Rivers, their design. $150 or more, your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Thanks, Rob. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Also, thanks to my guests this hour, Matt Rothschild, publisher of the Progressive Magazine, and Owen Robinson, columnist at the West Bend Daily News and blogger at bootsandsabers.com, for staying with us as we have this special one-day Wednesday big question debate program going on. We've talked about three different issues in the news so far this hour. Now let's talk about the Veep stakes, the potential vice presidential running mates for Mitt Romney, the presumptive nominee for the Republican Party. Just to give this a little bit of a Wisconsin connection, let me ask Matt first. We heard a UW-Milwaukee political scientist say that he thought that Governor Walker was a possible choice for Mitt Romney for vice president. What do you think about that idea?
Well, it depends on the outcome on June 5th. I mean, if Walker wins, I suppose he's a candidate. I actually think if Walker wins on June 5th, it's likely to help a different Wisconsin politician, Paul Ryan, as a potential vice presidential candidate. Walker and Ryan have been kind of joined at the hip in any event, and Ryan's been leading this campaign on Capitol Hill to privatize Social Security, and he's kind of the darling of the Republican young politicians, and so I think that would be possible. It would be daring for Romney to choose either of them because both are polarizing figures, and I think Romney likes to play it safe, so I'd be surprised if he did it. But if Walker pulls this thing off on June 5th, which is quite a possibility, there would be some impetus to get either Walker or Ryan on the ticket, at least initially. I think that would wear off, but I know there would be that gust of wind.
Well, first, Owen, your thoughts on whether a Wisconsin politician might be a running mate for Mitt Romney.
I'm going to disagree with Matt a little bit here, where I think that, you know, first and foremost, the qualification of each candidate has to have is if the worst happens to the president, do we feel comfortable with that person leading the country? First and foremost, that's the Veep's job, their only job. Once we cross that threshold, then we get into all the political realities of running a presidential campaign and who helps and who doesn't. Frankly, I think a white guy from a relatively small Midwestern state, although it is a swing state, doesn't help Romney that much. I think he's going to look elsewhere.
Let's take a call from Ronaldo in Fairchild. Hi, Ronaldo.
Hi, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, sir.
I believe Governor Christie, first off, I want to agree with what that one caller said about the credentials to be a vice president. I believe Governor Christie, in my opinion, in my view, based on his credentials, would make the best vice presidential candidate. Marco Rubio, I also like him. I like his credentials, but I just don't think he has enough experience for the national arena. I was a registered Democrat, but ever since Obama was elected, I switched more toward the Republican Party. I believe that for the president or the vice president to be a celebrity, that's not what we need. That's what we got. And this president has just separated the country. And we need some people with some experience either in the business sector or the political sector that's going to come in there and make America first rather than doing this economic warfare and class warfare and race warfare.
Ronaldo,
I don't think that's needed as a president.
Thank you very much. Again, we have limited time here. So let's get Owen first to react to Christie or Rubio. And maybe we will talk a little bit about President Obama's campaigning a little bit later.
I think Governor Christie is highly entertaining. He's a heck of a fundraiser. He's fantastic on the stump. He's very bombastic and just one of the most entertaining politicians we've had in quite some time. He won't be a VP candidate. just in the Republican Party, Governor Christie is also pro-choice. He's anti-gun. He has some major marks against him that aren't going to help Governor Romney. And let's face it, he's not going to swing New Jersey to a red state. So, you know, all those things considered, I don't see Christie playing very well as a VP candidate. Rubio, on the other hand, I think he is younger. He is has less time on the national stage, but bearing in mind, honestly, a little more time than President Obama has, and we're talking about a VP candidate here. He comes from Florida, a major state, a major swing state with a lot of electoral votes that he won a statewide election in. He's Hispanic, can help with that demographic. And I think most important for Rubio is he's so eloquent in expressing the conservative message, which honestly is an area where Romney is weak. Rubio would go a long way to shoring up the conservative base for Romney.
And who do you think it will be Rubio, or who do you think it would be?
If I were picking, I'd pick Rubio, but I'm not Governor Romney.
Yep. Matt?
Well, I think it's more likely to be safer choices. Senator Portman of Ohio, Tim Pawlenty, former governor of Minnesota, Mitch Daniels, current governor of Indiana, or Jeb Bush from Florida. I think those are more personality suited to Romney. I think he's going to go for a safe choice rather than a surprising choice. I do think he has a problem with the right wing of his party. I mean, just yesterday he had to fire his lead foreign policy spokesman because the guy was gay. I mean, that's how much of a witch hunt there is in the Republican Party right now. So I don't know how he's going to appease those people.
I'm going to have to leave it there.
Well, first off, I'm sorry, that's not right. He was not fired because he was gay. That's a meme out there.
He quit. I'm sorry, he wasn't fired. He quit.
Well, I get it, and I'm sorry that we're out of time. Owen, thank you very much for joining us in a power outage. We appreciate it. And Matt, thank you very much for coming in, too.
My pleasure, and I urge people to contribute. It's a great program. It's fair give and take.
Thank you so much. Matt Rothschild, publisher of The Progressive Magazine, and Owen Robinson, columnist at the West Bend Daily News. And thanks for all of your calls during this Big Question segment. Joining me now is Rob Ferret, as this is One Day Wednesday, and we have just 5 minutes left in this hour to make our goal.
That's right. 66 more pledges we need now. Thank you. If you're the person who just pledged, you can make your contribution, help us meet this very important goal. Keep this one-day pledge drive on track. Pledge now online at WPR.org or by the phone, 888-202-2552.
You have been enjoying this conversation, I hope. We often get you great guests from different political perspectives to talk with you about all the important issues of the day. So now take a few minutes to make this hour and many hours to come possible. Put a value on the programs that you enjoy every day and make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Your pledge online at WPR.org is especially helpful right now. Why? It's the end of the hour rush. We need to keep some phone lines open. So pledging online keeps those lines open for someone else to pledge. Pledge online at WPR.org, but don't be shy about calling either. 888-202-2552.
Let's talk about something important. You call yourself a public radio listener. Well, how about you call yourself a pledger? Put that coffee down. Coffee is for pledgers only. Oh, have I got your attention now? Only one thing counts in this life, and that is pledging public radio. And if you can't pledge public radio, then goodbye. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it. Nice guy? Who cares? Successful at your job? I don't give a damn. Good parent? Go home and play with your kids. You want to support public radio? Then pledge. ABP. A always BBP pledging. Always be pledging. Always be pledging. AIDA. Attention, interest, decision, action. Attention. Do I have your attention? Interest. Are you interested? I know you are because you're listening to me right now. Decision. Have you made your decision to pledge? And action. The money's out there. They're waiting for you to pledge it. You don't? I got no sympathy for you. Pick up the phone. Here's the number to call.
888-202-2552, whatever you say, Mr. Baldwin, or go to WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine with Rob Ferret, and just a couple of minutes left to make this hour of One Day Wednesday a success.
Make your pledge now, WPR.org, or 888-202-2552. We're doing an entire pledge drive in just this one day. It's a tall order, but you've done it before, and you can do it again. Make it a success with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Alec Baldwin said, put down the coffee. It's only for pledgers. Well, we have a special thank you gift for your pledge of $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio during One Day Wednesday. It's the brand new WPR coffee mug. It really is. It's our first ever artist mug. It is made for us by Hamilton Wood Type and Printing Museum in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. It's a great thank you gift for your pledge of $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And every pledge, no matter the amount, makes a difference. It gets us closer to the goal. Your pledge matters. 40% of our budget comes from who? From you. It's a really big deal. So it makes it so important that we make our goal on this one-day pledge drive with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Do it because you value hearing from great guests like Matt Rothschild and Owen Robinson and segments like the Big Question Debate or the Week in Review or the State Capitol Report. We try to bring you the very latest in politics and issues that matter to you on this show. Your pledge helps pay for all of it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you love the weekend programming, Zorba Pastor, Car Talk, all the great shows we have on Saturday and Sunday. Well, guess what? We're not going to be here asking for money on Saturday or Sunday. Mm-hmm. Pledge for those weekend shows right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Deborah from Mount Horeb, who says, I get a great start to my day by listening to Joy Cardine and Wisconsin Public Radio. Deborah, thank you so very much. Now, is it your turn?